And they made their father drink wine that night. And the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And they made their father drink wine that night also. And the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And when Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, Alas, O Lord God, for because I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And he said unto her, What form is he of? And she said, An old man cometh up, and he is covered with a mantle. And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, Is the child dead? And they said, He is dead. Now Joab the son of Zeruiah perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, that they turned back from pursuing him. David perceived that the Lord had confirmed him king over Israel, for his kingdom was lifted up on high because of his people Israel. For it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. And lo, I perceived that God had not sent him, but that he pronounced this prophecy against me, for Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. And I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled every one to his field. Mordecai perceived all that was done. Mordecai rent his clothes, and put on sackcloth with ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and cried with a loud and a bitter cry, and came, Hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare, if thou knowest it all. And I gave my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly. I perceived that this also is vexation of spirit. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walketh in darkness. And I myself perceived also that one event happeneth to them all. For since the beginning of the world men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Then came all the princes unto Jeremiah and asked him, and he told them according to all these words that the king had commanded. So they left off speaking with him, for the matter was not perceived. When Jesus perceived, he said unto them, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves, because ye have brought no bread? And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. But Jesus perceived their wickedness, and said, Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? And when he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them, and remained speechless. But when Jesus perceived their thoughts, he answering said unto them, What reason ye in your hearts? But they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying. And the chief priests and the scribes the same hour sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them. But he perceived their craftiness, and said unto them, Why tempt ye me? When Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force to make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. But when Paul perceived that the one part were Sadducees and the other Pharisees, he cried out in the council, "Men and brethren, I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. Of the hope and resurrection of the dead I am called in question. I perceive to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds." And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision.